And the happiest of a Tuesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's way better today.
It's that Super Bowl hangover.
I know.
We've
so
passed
rough,
it.
Honey.
You've cleared it.
Let's go.
Cleared a Monday and arriving on the 10th day of the second month of 2026. 41 in, 324 left. 4-day warning until Valentine's Day. Rumors are that it is this Saturday.
No pressure.
Book your appointments now. Might have to call up that edible arrangements and get a table. 7 days until Fat Tuesday. We'll be kicking off Mardi Gras in a week. Today is otherwise known as Umbrella.
Ella.
Ella Day. We might need it. We got forecasts coming up. National Have a Brownie Day.
Yes, please.
Ooh, Laura on the road. I know she's listening. It is National Flannel Day.
Ugh.
Hey, look at that.
Is that flannel?
That is, I think, technically flannel. Yay, I celebrate.
You need like a monster truck and a huge beard to go along with it.
So
that's
you
how
want,
you wear them.
So you want me to look like Rip Wheeler? Just blend in with society?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we do it here in the West of Plex.
Again, I missed the stock show. You could do that there.
See?
And it is Red Tuesday.
Ruh-ro.
It is the Tuesday before Valentine's Day when your significant other is most likely to break up with you before the holiday.
Nothing to worry about. We're doing great.
Doing fine. Mm. Ain't that right, dear?
Everyone's invited.
See, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And pitchers and catchers report today for your Texas Rangers. So go get them, boys. I got a good feeling about this year. Spring around the corner. On this date in history, just as we get ready to celebrate Valentine's Day, it was on this date in 1933, the first ever singing telegram was delivered. Was that ever a good idea?
No, it is.
And it's now why most of us have Ring doorbells.
You know,
TikTok. Evidently, so they can all be taken over like the Super Bowl ad showed us to find people's dogs. I don't know if that's okay thing.
I know. Everyone's flipping out about this. Disconnected on your Ring camera now.
On this date, 1940, Tom and Jerry was created by Hanna-Barbera, the cartoon.
Isn't that weird?
So violent. On this date, 1942, musically, the first ever gold record was awarded to the Glenn Miller Orchestra for Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Do you think it broke like the Olympic medals?
Maybe we should do the flashback on that. Or a train song. We got plenty of those. On this date, 1947, 2 years after World War II's peace treaties were finally signed.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, they got to use that car in Versailles for something.
May I have your signature, please?
On this date, 1957, the styrofoam cooler was invented. On this date, 1976, Elvis was made a police reserve for the Memphis police.
Yeah, we need some more of those because Memphis is a little...
I think it always
Elvis
has
come
been.
Back. Yeah.
And I don't know if he was the one to be deputizing. On this date, certainly, also in legal trouble, 1992, Mike Tyson was found guilty of doing very bad things.
Yeah, but now he wants you to eat healthy.
On this date in 2004, Kanye West, his debut CD came out. Maybe that's the flashback today.
No, I don't think that'll be necessary.
I think we'd have better luck with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And on this date in Super Bowl-ish history, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2021 had just won it. And that's when they had that boat parade and Tom Brady nearly lost the Lombardi trophy when he threw it nearly in the water.
Oh, dear.
But there was Gronk to catch it. Ain't that great?
Was it deflated?
Yes.
Okay.
On a Tuesday, we celebrate birthdays. Actress Chloe Grace Moretz is 29 today. Emma Roberts, I don't know who that is, 35?
That's the niece of Julia Roberts.
Wow.
Yeah, she doesn't talk to her dad. It's a big family thing. She also has an acting career. It's kind of like the flashback, but not really.
Sports reporting from Heather Lee. Elizabeth Banks is 52. She's funny. Laura Dern, 59. She was in that Jurassic Park commercial.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite one, I think, of the Super Bowl.
Billy Bob's ex.
That's tough because
the story there.
Who isn't?
Yeah, right.
I mean, man. Greg Norman, golfer, 71. Money man Jim Cramer, he's the guy that yells at you on TV.
Should I get some Bitcoin?
71 today. And then Olympic gold medal swimmer Mark Spitz is 76.
Didn't drop his.
There you go. USA, USA.
USA.
Thank you.
USA.
There you go. Medal counts and more coming up.
Heather Lee, where we take goofing off very seriously.